News from Bermondsey. Crowded house. Family of four are squeezed into a one-bedroom flat. A Bermondsey man has described the cramped living conditions imposed on his family by the council as disgraceful and heartbreaking. Father of two, Mickey Southian, 42, has been sleeping at a friend's house while the family wait to be rehoused from their pokey one-bedroom flat. Mickey's partner, Kay Cadby, 33, shares the property's small bedroom with her 4 and 1-year-old daughters, Lily and Rosie. Kay claims the council suggested she sleep in the living room if there wasn't enough room for her in the bedroom. Rosie's had to sleep in a travel cot, she said. It's affecting all our sleep, particularly when feeding Rosie during the night, because Lily wakes up. I was born and raised here. It upsets me that those that have lived here for so long are fighting for places with people from out of the borough. Mickey, who's battling depression following treatment for cancer, said the cramped living conditions were putting a strain on his relationship with Kay. He said, "We're arguing a lot because we're under each other's feet the whole time. We're living in terrible conditions, but there's nowhere to escape to. The council hasn't offered us anything." The sixth-floor flat in Jamaica Road is classed as extremely overcrowded by the council. Yet despite being one of the highest priority bands for rehousing, Kay and Mickey have been waiting to move into a two-bedroom flat for over a year. The family were given higher priority after Mickey's psychiatrist wrote a letter to the council.